Rib Lake School District Superintendent Lori Mannion with some good news about a recent audit.
That was our preliminary audit fund balance report from 2015-16, and our auditors definitely wanted to remind everyone that this is preliminary, but good news, we are seeing an increase to our fund balance of about $16,000, and so that's always a good thing for us in a time when we're trying to increase our fund balance. And then we talked about short-term borrowing. Our district does not annually have adequate funds as we wait for state aid, so we'll continue to use the firm of Quarles and Brady to coordinate our needs. In the recent years, we've borrowed approximately $1 million, and so in October is when we will see a resolution for the official short-term borrowing for 2016-17. And August in-service plans, tomorrow, which is Tuesday, we're having our big data retreat and a variety of different things going on throughout the rest of the next 2 weeks. Teachers come back on the 30th with in-service on the 31st and school starting on September 1st. And we had a district-wide garage sale on Saturday here. We still have lots of lockers left. So if anybody is interested in some of those groups of three or four lockers, please contact the high school, and that would be Rick Cardi. And that number is 427-3220 if anybody is interested in lockers. And then we want to remind everyone that our annual meeting is October 24th. We then talked a little bit about staff reports, and we had Mr. Cardi talk a little bit about facilities. We had an electric strike with our storm, lightning strike, back on July 21st, so we've got a claim for a variety of different things that was caused during that storm. And then on to old business, the board did approve a couple policies on high school graduation requirements and also on social media for staff use. And there was a lot of discussion last month and then again this month on activity bus driver compensation. And in the end, the board agreed to give an increase in pay so that the bus drivers will be receiving, let's see, $12.50 for 2016-17. Last year in the past, it's been $12.10 an hour, so up increased $12.50. And then on to resignations, we board approved Jason Wild, unfortunately, for our boys' basketball coach. So we'll be advertising for our boys' basketball coach. And then one of our aides, instructional aides, Lisa Fuchs, resigned as well. The board did approve our IT coordinator position, and that is Mrs. Gail Perrin. So we're looking forward to having her start in our district this week and helping support us in our IT needs. And then there was a discussion about whether we wanted to continue with social media for schools for our social media partnership, and the board decided they'd like Gail Perrin to take on the webmaster and the social media jobs while she's working for us. So that will now become under her job description. And we discussed transferring money from Fund 10 to Fund 46, which is our capital improvement fund, a reminder to our community that that's money that can't be touched for 5 years, and once it is available, it can only be used for capital improvement. So we're looking at about February 2021 for that, and the board decided to put $15,000 into Fund 46. And they approved an exterior LED lighting project for middle school, high school, to the tune of just under $10,000 for that. And quick payback on that, and also there's a Focus on Energy grant that we've been approved for, so that's going to help with that project as well. I mentioned earlier security plan. The board did approve approximately $30,000 to move forward with putting access control on all of our doors at all four entrances and also some cameras throughout the district. So we'll get started with that project and hope to finish that about mid-September, end of September. And then the board took a look at the 2016-17 Fund 80 budget, and that's the community budget, and they did approve a total of $22,500 through Community Fund 80. And that was it. It was a long agenda, and we wrapped it up later in the evening on Thursday.
Our thanks to Lori Mannion, Superintendent of Schools for the Rib Lake School District.